So, we're parents.
We're parents. I don't believe it. I'll believe it when I see it. He's right down there, you guys.
He is right down there.
If you're watching, we're at our kitchen table. River is our son's name. Surprise, surprise, we're taking the cat out of the bag, kid out of the badge early. We'll give you his first name.
Kid out of the badge?
I mean, he wasn't early. He was a little late.
Yeah, let's get into that.
No, that's what they say, right on time. He was right on time. He came exactly when he was supposed to.
He actually did, right?
Hey, look at you, so put together.
I know.
Loosen up. This is our podcast. This is, no one cares. Three people are going to listen to this. This is for us.
It's true. Look, I put a lot of work into this.
I know. He just spent 4 hours setting this up. How long were you setting this up in reality? Maybe 3 hours? It's a long time.
From when I opened the new recording stuff, 3 hours, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we have new recording stuff. As you can see, our setup's a little diff.
Hilarious for you to say.
Is it better?
So we have new recording stuff. She couldn't name a single thing.
We are an unit now.
We always have.
Oh, crap.
Where's the ring?
Okay, I'm a mother.
Why'd we buy it?
I have to do dishes.
Why'd I get it?
I have to do dishes. I have to sweep. I have a son. See, proof.
Keep it down, River. It's bad for audio.
Oh no, he's gonna cry and we're gonna have to cut.
You made him cry.
I made him cry. Why? Because I was making fun of his sounds.
You 100% did that.
He's comfy.
Actually, he's probably gonna fight through it.
He goes like this.
Yeah. You learn your kids' hunger cues pretty quick. We had all these like videos to lead up to birth, and it's like, learn your child's hunger cues. And it taught us what to look for, and his is definitely.
Yeah, you might wanna watch the video because then you can see half of Johnny's tongue is blue.
That's a hunger cue. He sticks his tongue out.
Yeah, but not to be confused with the I gotta burp up cue, which is more wide tongue.
Yeah, he just throws up. Kids just throw up.
A lot.
A lot more than...
Now, Russell?
He's never scratched at a cabinet.
Yeah, why is he scratching at
the
cabinet?
It's like when me as a dad put in the work to set up stuff, all the kids.
Yeah, well, this is life.
He's lifting the rug. Our dog's lifting the rug. He's just never done these things.
Okay, so we're parents. Let's get back on track for you.
We got engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I proposed to you.
Should I go put on the ring?
It's fine.
I love the ring, by the way. Obsessed. Obsessed. So it's glad. Gorgeous. It's stunning. It's perfect. It's me. Russell's drinking water now. Oh, this is like a comedic sketch. We don't even have to write anything.
Now
it's already happening.
Is hitting the food bowl.
He hits it like there's gonna be some extra food that just drops out of nowhere, and it's almost like he's trying to guilt us, like, hey, this is empty, but I'm just still gonna keep trying to get more food.
It is sad. It's not fun. So I propose on Christmas morning.
You propose on Christmas morning, and our parents were there, and it was just like the six of us. Your parents and my parents. My parents are divorced like 15 years, so the fact that they were there together was so special to me.
Yeah, that's cool.
I felt like I was a little kid again.
Just ignore the noises, guys. There's a lot of noises in this podcast. Just bear with us.
We have to just ignore it too. Is that possible?
Yeah, just we ignore. Unless River needs us and he cries.
River and Russell. And that's cool because now we can just say, oh, I got to go get some R&R.
Who's going to say
it? I can say it.
You're going to go,
yeah,
just getting some R&R.
If I'm out and about, I can just say R&R, and they think I mean rest.
Ignore.
Hey.
Ignore. We're just, look, we're parents. Guys, this is it.
And this isn't even bad.
No, River's great. He's so well behaved. Look, I proposed.
Okay, hold on.
On Christmas morning.
Well, but Christmas Eve.
Thought you
I had blood. In my urine.
We thought,
am I going into labor
really
at 36 weeks preggy?
And I had a secret proposal set up the next day, and no one knew. Man, it had a hunch.
I knew everything.
But no one actually knew. No one knew. Not even the parents. And I was panicking a little deep down because I was like, oh, she's going to go into labor, and then I'm not going to propose before the baby comes out, and then when do I propose?
That's on you, though. because you waited really to the last second.
I did wait.
But that's Johnny. He's so patient and slow moving. We gotta knock.
It's nice until you say slow moving. He's so patient and extremely slow. He's like a tortoise.
Tortoise? Is that a noise annoying?
Just let them go.
It's the refrigerator, though.
This mic is a directional mic.
Directional mic.
It's going to be fine.
I wish all mics and Michaels were directional, you know?
Michaels?
Rather than just like, I'm aimless and I'm just going to screw everything that I see. It's like, get clear and intentional, Michael. River's now sniffing Rivsel's head.
So having two of our...
don't do two of the same letter
Yeah, names. Don't have your dog and your first child have the same ruh. It's too much.
Yeah, my mom did that with Michelle and Manon. You guys, I have a half-sister named Michelle, and she always... My mom will call me Michelle, and I'm pretty sure she's called Michelle Manon. And probably. I think that's just what parents do, and it's not an insult. It just is what it is because it's floating around in our unconscious mind. Anyway, the Christmas Eve was pretty like I just laid around because everyone was like, lay down. Could be in labor, but I didn't feel anything. I had never seen blood before.
Yeah, it was scary. Because there's a thing called mucus plug comes out. So I was like, is that it?
Okay, is this the start of mucus plug? Can we just pause on mucus plug? Just hold for mucus plug.
Hold for mucus plug.
Okay. It's a plug that protects the baby from bacteria. Mm-hmm. It's actually very useful.
It keeps the cervix
nice and tight.
Hermetically sealed.
Hermetically.
Okay. I proposed. I had a big fake box.
Yeah.
I was really nervous. I was big, setting up,
meaning the size of a refrigerator.
Mini fridge.
What? Tall mini fridge. Tall.
Yeah, but
he wrapped it.
Wrapped it with my dad. My dad had no clue I was doing this. Can you help me wrap this box as a gag gift? And he's like, of course. So we're
absolutely.
Yeah, what's your sleep score? And
Johnny and I got Aura rings for Christmas, and we get sleep scores every day, and he always beats me.
I'm a better sleeper.
But I beat the readiness score every day. So we're not in competition.
She rolls over and goes, sleep score.
And then we go, what's your sleep score?
What's your sleep score? So I proposed. And had a big fake box. She opened it. This is where she picked up. She expected me to propose on Christmas forever, apparently. But I wasn't.
I saw it
in
my head when we were having Thanksgiving. We were looking at rings.
Yeah.
Because you were like, I want to get you something you like. I don't want to just guess. And I was like, that's smart. Because.
But I was actually the last January.
Guy.
I really thought January was going to be it.
That's what's crazy is I think I knew his plan before he knew it. So I'm curious if I put the plan in your mind telepathically or if I saw the future. Because around Thanksgiving, I thought, you know what he'll do? He'll propose Christmas morning because it's such a magical time in front of our parents. So that's what I knew was going to happen. So isn't that a little wild? What came first?
I had a conversation with Tara.
But I didn't tell her what I thought you would do.
Yeah, I know. It was one of my plans.
Tara's my friend from seventh grade.
Yeah, Christmas was one of my plans the whole time. I was like, all right, this would be a good plan to do. But I thought maybe just all the friends in LA. But then once our parents were together, I was like, oh, this is it. This is perfect. It's beautiful. It's simple. It's tight-knit family. Boom. So it was.
Yeah, our parents got to witness us getting engaged.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's really sweet.
I was shaking. I was like shaking.
I've never seen you nervous before.
I was really trembling. And it's so funny because I none of me is like, she might say no.
I could have said no.
For fun.
Easily could have said no to your proposal. This close. But then I decided we're having a baby. Yes.
How swite. Sweet.
Swine.
How swine.
Yeah, I would have said. I told Johnny a year ago, if you proposed to me, I'd say yes.
And before that, though.
Because before that, I was like, we are never getting married.
She literally, we started this relationship, she's like, we're never getting married. And I was like.
Something you need to know about me is marriage is trauma.
I was kind of like a little
means,
kid. And
it means, it guarantees nothing. I know.
I wanted it. I was like, never?
I was like, it's not looking good. I've got to say that marriage literally doesn't guarantee anything. And that was obviously from my previous experience and was coming from a fear-based thought and not from the abundant thinking that, like, oh, that was just one experience. That doesn't equate the rest of time, the rest of men and marriage.
You said that a lot. Marriage guarantees nothing. I was like, what guarantees anything? Okay, but it's still fun.
But it's still fun.
Yeah, I still want to do something.
I know. I think about how I felt about marriage before that first sham of a marriage. And I was hopeful about it. So I'm getting back there. And I'm really excited to marry you.
Oh, that's fun to hear. I don't get a lot of opportunities to call her my fiance. Maybe I do. I just don't notice.
But like, well, that's because you have to talk say, about me.
Yeah.
What?
I talk about you. I talk about a lot.
Every day.
But I just say,
bring
man.
Bring you up in the work calls. In I the make work reservations calls? For me and my fiance.
I two for me and fiance. What do you want to sit in the back corner? Good lighting, but not too lit, not too cold.
You sound like Family Guy guy.
Yeah.
Not cop. Yeah.
Yeah. The cop. Not
Peter.
Not wheelchair cop.
Peter.
All right, come on, Peter. Let's.
Lois. How does he sound? Lois. Peter. Stewie.
You talking about Stewie?
No, I'm talking about the Peter. What does Peter sound like?
Peter. Lois. More like that.
Lois. You almost sounded like the guy that talks like.
Are you kidding? We're live. How rusty,
damn dad.
How rusty are you at podcasting?
Very.
The stand is great, but it keeps dropping with the weight of the world.
Story of my life with your dick. Just kidding. I'm feeling fancy today because I'm not pregnant anymore.
Yeah, you're not pregnant.
Feels Wait, so good.
We got engaged.
Okay, we got engaged.
We thought you were going to have the baby.
Our parents
we were like,
jumped
second.
Up. I said yes. There was no spiel before the, by the way, I'm just trying to paint a picture. I was unwrapping the gift. I turn around and he's down on one knee and says, "Man and Lucy Matthews, will you marry me?" And I shake my head and start crying.
You shake your head.
Oh, wait.
And then.
No, I don't shake my head. No, I turn back.
Then she goes, and she turns back to finish unwrapping the gift, the fake gift.
No.
You turn back
just
and you turn.
I took a beat. I took a beat because I thought I was in the middle of something you still. Turn and I realized, back, oh, that's not.
It's on camera. You turn back, you reach for it, and then she goes, "What am I doing?"
Yeah, let me be present here because this is where the magic is.
That's how.
Show me the ring.
That's how little OCD you are. It's hilarious.
Oh, man.
It was pretty funny.
Good times. And then our parents jumped up and were crying and hugged us, and it was really special.
Yeah, it was really
and
nice.
And then the whole day I was just like staring at my ring, which I wish I had on right now.
Oh, it's okay.
I wish I could go like this, and then it lifted up out of the box and then floated right onto my finger.
They had that function for $30,000. I said no.
I'm glad. I wouldn't want you to waste it on that. Yeah. I can lift my finger and put it on. Yep. It's creepy. That's like Thor. This hammer.
That's your engagement ring?
Yeah.
I'm married. Engaged.
When are we going to get married?
Who knows, dude? Chill. One thing at a time.
I'm chill.
You keep this up. I'll disengage.
You could literally say in 10 years and I'd be like, great. I don't care.
10 years.
I feel like we're already married.
We're disengaging.
Don't you feel like we're already married?
Yeah, I do.
When we got engaged, up until when we had the baby, were you not like, oh yeah, we're engaged, because it already feels like we're married.
Feels like what we did caught up to our reality.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Once you're pregnant with a man's baby, you're pretty committed, if you choose to be, to
if
each
you,
his own.
Yeah, if you decided to do
I'm,
that.
I'm just saying, I didn't.
Because we did decide to jump it. On that. We did that. We decided to have the baby, and that was like the proposal, really.
Yeah, there's something more commitment than being like, let's create life together. But,
So you had two proposals. I proposed to you on the couch saying, do you want to make a baby with me?
And I said, yeah, I do.
And then it happened faster than you expected.
A lot quicker than we had anticipated. Thought we had some time, but God knew because I got my Aquarius baby. Oh, sorry.
Don't upset him.
Sorry.
All right, let's get into the...
The nitty gritty.
Let's get into labor.
So from
lightning
Christmas... lightning crotch to labor, it was a lot of just hanging out and waiting around.
And we left Christmas so fast because we thought it could happen any second.
Oh my God, now that I knew that it wasn't coming on the 36 weeks, I would have loved to stay extra, like through New Year's, because I love being up north with your family.
We rushed back.
We're like, we gotta go because like, it could happen never now.
And that's a lesson learned. Well, what lesson?
Okay, look.
What is the lesson?
Know this.
There's no lesson.
In pregnancy, there is no through line. There is no standard.
There's no one way.
There's no
The only one thing that you have to do is sperm the egg.
And it has to come out. At some point it comes out.
Of the body.
It gets made and it comes out. That's the only thing you know about your pregnancy.
One way or another.
Everything else, variables,
we
random,
don't know.
Chance.
Timing, the way it comes out, medicated, unmedicated. Where the location is, at what point some babies
early, late, on time.
Dang, fastest heavy. Birth was 27 seconds, longest was like what, 125 days? Looked it up.
It's a lot.
Because I was trying to beat the 27 second record and I did not come close, people. I was very far off.
So that one day lightning crotch started, you're like, whoa,
lightning crotch. Oh, on the walk. Mm-hmm. We went on a walk and I got lightning crotch, which is
120
shooting pain in the vagina.
January 20th?
Sure.
Something like that?
Yeah. No, maybe it was on the due date. Once we hit the due date, you know, I was walking around town being like, I'm due today.
19th.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was 19th. Yeah, it probably was 19th. Yeah, we did some extra walking. She started feeling some weird things, and we don't know what's what. And everyone says, you'll know when it starts. You'll know.
And I
kept she's like, is this it?
I'm like, yeah, I didn't know.
And I was like, I don't know. I can't
tell. There was one night even when I thought I was feeling contractions because we had spicy food, and I was moving around the house like I was on a mushroom journey.
And she just had to fart.
Shut the fuck up, Daniel. No, I spent an hour like breathing, thinking, feeling what I thought were contractions. And that was like 2 weeks before I actually gave birth. So who
knows
what
the
deal is.
We were so off for so long.
So then what happened?
So we went to that checkup. They did the test. They did the stress test on your belly.
Oh, but before that, they were like, you're 50% effaced in your cervix. How do you explain that? And I wasn't even dilated yet.
Wasn't dilated
and
at all.
And then we
went effaced
home.
Means how thin or thick the cervix is.
That's good because I forgot what the meaning of effaced is. So sometimes I hear things and then I decide not to keep the information in my brain.
You do that a lot.
Yeah.
You do that a lot.
What's your name?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Henry. It's cute.
Fiance.
Goes for fiance.
Just call me fiance.
My fiance.
Okay, so we were going through that. We went to that appointment.
And then we were
late.
Like, okay, let's go get the salad. There's a secret salad in Studio City called the labor salad.
Where?
Because balsamic apparently is supposed to really just drip it out of you. So I ate the salad. It was pretty good. Didn't do anything. I ate spicy chips because I
and
was
spicy
lazy.
Wings.
I was, oh yeah, wings. Yeah, nothing was really doing it. I mean, I could have done more. I was doing the red leaf raspberry tea every day. That I was doing a lot.
And primrose.
Some evening primrose oil where you just put it up your wazoo and then wait for magic to happen. I think that's why I thought maybe I am leaking because it was just the oil seeping out of the vag.
But you did the stress test with the doctor. She wanted a stress test.
On the morning of the 23rd, we went in. Yeah.
And then
at 40 weeks, 4 days. Stress test.
And then checked.
Stress test was good. It came back good. Easy peasy.
And checked the fluids.
Then she checked the fluids. She said, oh, you're a centimeter and you're 50% effaced. I was like, that's good because that's more than zero. We're on our way. And then she said, your fluid's at 4. Should be at 5 or above. It's low. Could be leaking. Fluid could be getting into his lungs. We're going to want to induce you today.
We're like, huh? Because we always imagined rushing to the hospital when water breaks. That's all I imagined my whole life.
Well,
and with you.
Yeah, and that's
and she's
like
we're going to go in and we're going to start the process.
Inducing is not part of my birth plan at all.
Not even a little.
I didn't even think about that being a possibility.
I never considered
induced.
That. I thought you'd die before induce.
Well, calm down.
Sorry.
That's aggressive.
That's dark. But I went dark. You go dark.
You go dark or you go home. So we were pretty disappointed to hear about this induction.
Confused. You were disappointed. I was just
Oh, I was very
confused.
Disappointed. I was like, it better. Maybe I could go into labor naturally before this induction.
We did push going in.
Because I kind of heard that like induction isn't pleasant, right? Like it's not great. But I didn't know why it wasn't great. I just knew it wasn't great. I didn't know why it wasn't great. But I found out why. It's not ideal. So she said, come in a few hours, which would have been like 2 p.m. I was like, when's the latest we can come? She's like, 5 p.m. And I was like, let's go at 7 p.m. Because I just thought, like, we almost thought about ignoring and not going and spending one more night at home because that was the doula's recommendation. Damn doula. So much resentment. We can get in that later or not. So we really thought about it. We were like, maybe we'll just stay home one more night. But obviously we couldn't do that because when you say the baby's lungs could be filling with liquid, you can't just be like, sorry, I'm going to ignore that information.
She said it might lead to infection. And then we're like, oh, all right, well, I guess we go in because we don't know anything.
Yeah. And when I did like meditate on it, I did feel more called to go in.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
So we go and we pack all the stuff, like go bags are going.
We were just walking into the...
Which is so weird to walk in. Just, it wasn't what we expected.
Even the valet guy's like, where are you headed? We're like, to labor.
Yeah, labor and delivery. He said, what are you delivering? And like, I said, a baby. And he's like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, okay, go.
Anyway.
Why didn't he know? It's a hospital. It's confusing. There's not much more. It's a maternity ward.
No, there's a lot of wards. But...
We live, we learn.
So after that, we're
maybe
in there.
Maybe it was his first day.
We're in there. Staff is amazing. Nurses are great.
Oh, and the hospital.
St. John's Providence.
Shout out.
Impeccable.
Amazing.
Beautiful room. I would hang out there.
Yeah.
I'd go back.
And people told us that. They're like, you're not going to want to leave. You're going to love it.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I highly recommend it. I don't recommend Blue Shield 1750 silver PPO because it did cost us thousands of dollars and even more thousands.
Let's okay. You'll cry. It's stressful. Let's talk about that later.
Okay.
Stay in the good stuff.
All right.
Insurance is really tricky and we don't know
what
we're doing. And
I was with Oscar. They were going to cover, but then they dropped me because I left California. So I had 3 weeks to scramble to just find insurance that worked with the St. John's. Okay, cool. Made some stupid choices. Hopefully they'll prorate it anyway.
So what happened? We started, we get in, we get comfy, and they say they want to use the oral.
No, they say we can give you Cytotec. We can do the balloon theory. I don't know if it's a theory.
It's not.
And or Pitocin. But we can start you from easiest, tamest to the most intense induction medication.
Cytotec being tamest.
At this point, it's like 7 o'clock and we're like checking in and doing vitals and paperwork.
7 p.m.
What'd I say?
Just 7.
Oh, God. 7 p.m. on the 23rd.
January 2024. So we go in. We say we want to keep it chill. We want to do Cytotec.
They want to do the balloon with the Cytotec.
Yeah, which balloon goes into your cervix and inflates and expands your cervix. It
tries to get you to 5 centimeters.
And then it gets your body to go, oh, I think it's labor. So we wanted to keep it as natural as possible. Manon is a speedy gal. She wanted to keep speedy. And I'm impressed with what happened. Good things happened.
Yeah, with the Cytotec, it's a little pill that goes in the mouth. And you take one every 4 hours, 6 times. Which would have been how long is that? 24 hours. Because when we walked in, they're like, you're going to be here for 3 days.
24 to 48 hours. We're like, huh?
I was like, what? No, we're in and out.
No, we're done, dude.
We just finished. Easy, done. It's almost over.
We're not doing this. We're already over it.
Manon likes things done quickly.
Yeah, so shout out to Manon. They gave her, you only got 2 doses. 2 doses of it, and then labor about, I don't know, like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. I have videos of her. And that, I thought, was like, oh, here's labor. That wasn't it. That was cute. That was cute. What came later was insane.
Yeah, I was at a pain level 7 around 1 a.m. And they're like, we can't give you any more.
Because your pain's too high, so no more of the artificial labor. And then they came back and checked, like, look, you're in labor. You've kicked into labor from this medication.
But you're only 2 centimeters.
But her labor was every 2 minutes. She was having contractions, which were getting much and much stronger.
It's they not were like getting five, really strong, 8 minutes. Really
it was,
fast.
It was 1.5 to 2.5 minutes I was watching.
Apart. Which in regular labor...
It's like 5, I think.
No, it can be like 20 minutes apart, then 15, then 10 minutes apart.
As it comes
down.
And
you can, like, sleep during it.
You ramped right in. Because of the inducing.
Yeah, there's no way I could have slept during contractions.
Yeah.
That's the difference between being induced. You go from 0 to 100 way quickly, and the contractions are man-made. No. medically artificial, and it makes contractions, I don't know, 100 times more painful, I would imagine.
Yeah. So we're in there. That's happening. Those turn into some real pain.
Screaming.
And you were sweet. I always wonder if she'd be like, F you!
Yeah, I didn't do that.
No, you didn't.
I've done that more this week than during labor.
Yeah, you really, I think we really came together as a team. I thought, I don't know. I felt really close to you.
Oh my gosh.
I felt very good about our little
situation. Well, up until 10:30 a.m., I was screaming for the epidural, which was not part of the plan. I was going to go unmedicated and all that stuff.
You had a plan. You were like, yeah, you definitely had a plan.
I didn't
want
to be bothered.
But you always had epidurals as a fallback.
Yeah, I did. I was like, if I need an epidural, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to like be prideful about it. But I, you know, in my head was like, I'm not going to need it.
You were pretty confident.
I was very wrong.
You exhausted all your options.
I really did.
Laughing gas.
I tried laughing gas. We went in the shower for like an hour, and you were pushing on my hips.
An hour. Look, I'm gonna say this.
I don't know how long anything was.
Everything that happened.
Time stood still.
Happened in like 1 hour, but it was like.
But it wasn't. It was hours.
It was like 10, 12 hours.
You think that all felt like an hour? Oh my god, it felt a lot longer to me.
My mind has just like pulled it all together really tight, and I'm like, okay, in that time,
it was traumatic.
You were really struggling. It really hurt my heart.
Yeah.
It was hard to watch.
It was really hard.
You were like about to faint, rolling your eyes back. Mm-hmm. That's how much pain you
had. Oh, yeah. My legs were shaking. I was shaking. Eyes rolling back.
And you're like, I can't. That's a lot. Don't live it too much. I'm sorry. And funny enough, doing laughing gas.
Funny enough.
Sorry.
Interestingly enough.
Painfully enough. Doing laughing gas, trying all the other things. Hot shower, really.
That was better.
Hot shower helped a lot.
Yeah, it made me understand like a whole warm bath, home birth, why they do it in water.
Yeah.
Because the warm water is really relaxing for the body. Didn't take the pain away, but it worked more effectively than the laughing gas.
You were still struggling.
So then I was screaming for the epidural, and the guy who gives it was in surgery, so they're like, no one's here to do it. You have to wait a couple hours.
They even asked earlier, like, are you going to want it? And you're like, I'm not sure. And then they're
well,
like,
because
we
I thought
now.
Maybe I was dilated 9 centimeters. And then I was like, yeah, at this point, if it's now, I'll stick it out.
And then they're like, well, and then you're like, I need it. And I go, hey, she
Once
needs
they
it.
Told
they go,
me I was only 2 centimeters, 3 centimeters at like, I don't even know what time. I was like, okay, then I have to get it. I can't take this for another second.
Yeah.
It was the worst pain, obviously, that I've ever experienced. But I can't imagine anything more painful in my entire life.
And once you committed to getting the epidural, they said he just went into surgery.
Yeah,
this is
and then
the
it
only
took
time
hours.
He can't come out.
And then this guy, Drew.
And they got a backup guy, Dr. Drew. He was killer.
He was amazing.
He was great.
He came in for the kill.
He came in.
And he was cheery, bright, easy peasy, quick, swift.
Cool.
And at 10:30, once that epidural hit, I felt so much better. And my personality came back, and I got to relax. And just rest for even a few moments. It was heaven. I got to like reintroduce myself to the nurses. Hi, that woman you met before. I don't know who that is. I've never seen her in my life. I'm Manon, and I'm here to make jokes. It was wild. And then you were like, that was really hard. And I was like, I looked at you and I was like, I can't even imagine because you've never seen me in that much pain.
I've seen you stub a toe.
I've
seen you have COVID with me. And we're like, ouch.
Some period pain.
I've seen period pain.
With like heating pads and stuff.
Nothing
me
like
screaming
that.
For hours and you nothing you can do about it. Ugh.
Screaming for hours on the minute. Every 2 minutes.
There was no break. That's the problem with induction.
Every 2 minutes, you had the worst pain in your life over and over. And all I could do was squeeze your hips, move your body. Squeeze your hips, move your body.
Yeah, because you're not a trained doula. Thank God someone gave you that tool of squeezing on the hips because it did make it better.
Yeah.
But it didn't go away. The pain did not go away. So from 10:30 to about, I don't know, then they broke my water.
To move things along.
I went to 4 centimeters.
This is where things got cool for Manon. This is where you started like actually doing the speedy things you wanted. They're like, you know, it might be another 48 hours. And we're like, no.
Like, what? It's noon on the 24th. I need him to come so it's 1/24/24.
Yeah, you need that number.
I'm sorry. He's not going to come on the 25th or 26th.
No way. That'd be disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross. It's
gross.
No offense to those that were born on those days.
If you're on the 25th, 26th, you
it's
are...
not what we're saying. This has nothing to do with you.
You're pretty gross.
Our son...
couldn't have been
told
one of
me 4 weeks that he was coming on the 24th.
He spoke.
I asked him in my meditations. He said, "What day you coming?" He kept telling me the 24th. And he was correct.
Right. Okay. So we get through that. So epidural happens. Water break. Things start really moving.
Yeah, then I'm 6 centimeters. I don't even know what time that was, but I was 6 centimeters. I was like pleasantly surprised. I was like, great. And they're like, we want to give you Pitocin. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, Pitocin is a lot stronger of a drug, and it's supposed to... some people say it's like not so good for the baby. It's a little harsh on the baby. So we were like, we're going to hold off.
Which was hard.
Which they're like, are you sure?
And we're like, sure, because it could be longer.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, we're going to hold off.
I was like, okay, we'll hold out for an hour, and we'll just see.
Yeah. And she came back and tested?
I was quiet, and I was like, okay, my cervix is now opening easily, effortlessly to 8 centimeters, which was overreaching because it's usually like a centimeter per hour. Mm-hmm. She came back an hour later and was like, you're 9.
We were like, and I was like, oh, yeah.
I was like, damn, Zeddy.
That's fun.
We doing this.
By the way, being parents and doing this, one, having a dog, as you can see, there's, you know, sometimes we have to pause for that. And also... we had to pause for a breastfeeding, and I seamlessly tried to edit it so you did not know. Let me say this too. Manon was saying, all I want after birth is sugar fish.
Which is sushi.
Is sushi. Nice sushi place in LA. She's like, all I want after birth is sugar fish. I want it in the hospital. That never happened.
That never happened, yeah. Well, because they fed us pretty good. Traumatic. And I didn't, yeah, I was, but I got it later. I've had it like 4 times.
Okay, so... dilated to 9 centimeters.
Centimeters. I was like, hells yes. So we don't need the Pitocin. That's good news.
We feel good. We're excited. We're like, yeah, okay, now we have the ball back in our court. We got control. We're moving things how we want to move. We're happy.
Except
with it.
I can't feel my legs, and the it's epidural. Scary. And it makes the epidural like numbs you. Mm-hmm. Some people feel it. Some people don't. The epidural doesn't work. Some people, the epidural works a little too quick. Mm-hmm. For me, it numbed my whole legs and I couldn't move them.
Yeah, she's like, I want to turn this down a little bit. So another doctor came in.
She's like, you can't turn it down. You can't turn it down, but you can turn it off. And then if you want more, click the button. So I turned it off.
And then Manon forgot to ever hit the button again.
Well, not forgot. I chose not to hit it.
Forgot first, then chose.
Because I thought... I'm at 9, about to be 10 centimeters, and when you're 10 centimeters, you push the baby out. I told her, even your mom came in, and I was like, should be another half hour. She's like, I literally told her that.
All right, I want everyone to stop right now. If you're listening to this podcast, stop right now and check in with yourself and say, when you're at 10 centimeters and the baby's about to be pushed, like the actual pushing part, how long does it take? I want you to ask yourself, how long does it take?
If you've never had a baby.
If you've never had a baby. What your guess is, whether you know or not, write it down.
Of how long it takes to push and then push out the baby.
Yeah, how long that span of start to push to baby comes
10
out.
10 centimeters is as big as you can get, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, now that you have written down your answer, you can grade yourself.
So I was like, I'm turning off the epidural because I want to feel my legs. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of sensation. And then the guy came back. I was 10 centimeters. I was like, we're good to go. He's like, well, if you want more, just push this button and it'll turn back on. And I was like, okay, I still can't feel my legs. So like, I'm not going to push the button. Nurse change, third nurse
of the night.
We do a
couple test pushes. We do some test pushes.
They say practice pushes.
Yeah, they asked me.
I'm like, practice for what? I'm just going to push him out. I don't need to practice.
Yeah.
We're ready.
He did say that. And then she's like, okay, well, let's do some anyway. And we did some. And she goes, oh, Dad, do you want to look in? And I looked inside and I saw hair. From the top of his head. And I was like, really hard for me. It was really hard for me to like fathom what I was looking at. I just saw like the top of some head. So like a little bit of skin and hair. Yeah, so it was hard to fathom what I was seeing. I was looking at the top of our baby's head.
And then you tried to take a picture and it kept getting blurry.
That was weird. I took her phone and I tried to take a photo and I've never seen this. The photo, the camera on the iPhone just kept max blurring.
It was like a protection thing.
It was weird. Then I took out my phone and took the photo anyway.
And then I looked at it and I went, ooh, so you've just been staring at that?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
An engorged vagina.
Yeah, it is. It does what it does.
China.
China? Vagina.
China.
Okay, so you're engorged China. We were going forward with that. Did the tests. The shift change happened to the night nurses. And then we went from what? Shirley. We went from Shirley to Sydney. They were both amazing. Sydney came in and we started rocking with the pushing. And then you're like, you're literally like, all right, Sydney, we did some pushes with her. She's like, all right,
let's go.
We practiced. Like,
where's the doctor?
You practiced, and she taught us that you have to push on the contractions. So we had to gauge your contractions. We found the rhythm. You started pushing on contractions. You did a
then
couple
I started
tests
feeling contractions.
Because she hadn't pressed the epidural.
Because
so
the
long
epidural was wearing off. And I went, ooh, this is painful again. They're like, I was like, should I push the epidural? They're like, you can, but then you really won't feel anything and it might take longer to push. I was like, okay, I guess I'll keep it off and we'll just get this baby out of here.
And you really thought we're just going to get this baby out
of
here?
Yeah, I did. Really, I was like, why isn't the doctor in here?
She literally was like, let's get the doctor.
She's like, oh,
in.
She comes at the last 15 minutes. I was like, well, how close are we there? She's like, pushing can be like up to 2-3 hours.
And then Manon's face goes,
I went, what?
Huh?
No, I can already feel the contractions again. What do you mean hours? Yeah. Come on, no one told me that.
That's tough. It's like she knew she was at the end of the race, and then someone said, by the way, there's like 10 more miles. And she was like,
yeah, I was like, I thought I was about to cross the finish line. Why are you telling me there's 10 more miles?
I saw your face. I saw
I
your face.
I was so upset.
When it landed, you were really shook. You were just like, excuse me?
I was pissed.
Oh. And then literally from then on, you got the rhythm of pushing on contractions and you did not stop until he came out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So for 2.5 straight hours. Every 2 minutes, I was pushing my vagina, they say like it feels like you have to take a dump.
Pushing.
And push out of your
back.
Butt. You have to hold your legs back. You have to arch your, you have to like, that's the way they do it in the hospital.
We switch your position.
It's nothing like
times.
The videos that I saw at home births where you're just like squatting, which honestly, that would have been a better position. I understand why squatting, like gravity. Why am I laying down?
But you did an epidural.
Epidural couldn't move. To,
you couldn't really stand on your own two legs.
But even if I could, I don't even know if that. Maybe,
I know.
Maybe.
We don't know anything.
Yeah.
We push, we change positions a couple times, knees in sideways.
We?
You.
Just kidding. Johnny held my legs the whole time, which was nice. Leg.
I got one leg.
He was really supportive. Because when it got really bad and I was like, I can't do this. Like the cliche thing you see in movies. He's like, the only way is through. Which made me feel like, okay, I have to do it, but I can't do it, but I have to do it. Every time you're pushing a little bit further, but then you see the baby kind of pulsate in and out. Of like, we're not there. Oh my, we're almost there. Oh, we're not there. So what's your experience of that?
So like this part where I'm like holding the leg, pulling back, pulling her neck forward so that I can help crank the angle for her. And then I'm looking and, oh man, the best way to explain it is like, it's not just like, I don't know what.
Groundhog's Day.
I always thought it just opened, baby came out. Opened, baby came out. No, it's like a jar is coming out. It's like it's all moving forward.
A jar?
Yeah, it's like a jar. It's like cylindrically leaving your vagina. So it got to the point at the end where his head was coming out. The doctor came, set up all the gear. We have the team in the room of a bunch of women like yelling and hollering like we're at
a
football
game. Yeah, why
were
there so many women coming in?
Let's go, push,
I swear
come
they
on.
Like were like brought in the students.
Yeah, it was a
do
lot.
They not know I'm a high class celebrity A-lister?
I don't know. I did write it on the board.
You should have. I don't think they realize. Like, you can't come in here.
I said A-list. I said A-list.
Yeah, well, they didn't get the memo, and they just invited everybody. All these randos were looking at my vagina, watching me push.
You signed a couple
t-shirts. Get the F out of here. Get out of the room. Why are you all here?
You did autographs after, too. You were tired.
In blood.
Ugh. So, River's head was coming out, and they're like, there you go. I could hear everyone. The doctor's like, there you go. Here we go. And his head would come out, like, to a certain amount, and then Manon would be out of juice, because you get 3 pushes, 10 seconds each. And then he'd go back in.
No.
And I'd be like, oh. And she got to the point where Manon was looking pretty tired, and she was doing the work, and then, like, she was like, how much more I can't do this? Like, the pain was really kicking back in for you. Like, you really felt the pain full-fledged again.
Yeah, all the trauma was coming back that I had experienced that morning.
Almost to, like, your eyes rolling back a little bit again. Like, it was like the full pain was there.
Yeah, couldn't do it.
And then I just, that's when I said, like, the only way is through. I said, Manon, you have one more.
You said I was so close. You said that statement, one or two more pushes. But you said it like 15 times.
Did I?
Yeah, you said it a lot. And so each time you said it, I was like, I don't know if he really means it, because I thought he meant it last push. it didn't happen. Close.
But his head was coming out and going back. And then the craziest part is she did like the final push and his head fully came out, like all the way to the chin out, and his little purple face, and then it like spun around. His head spun and I was like, oh my god, this elongated,
so you just saw a head out of my
just
body.
A head, and this elongated alien head, and they went cord around the neck, and then the doctor reaches in and then pulls a cord out of your vagina around his neck, and then the rest was easy. You gave another push and he just spun and his shoulders just came out as he spun
and you
out.
Watched that, did you watch that part?
Yeah,
holy moly.
I saw him spin and come out, and then she just picked him up. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't remember that part as clearly. I remember his head like crazy.
And it felt like, oh, like the biggest release of my life.
And he was supposed to be 7 pounds.
But he was 8 pounds, 1 ounce, which is a very big baby for my little body. You guys don't know, but I am little. I have a big head. It's misleading.
Huge head.
But my little waist, I have like a little waist, I think. Yeah, well, not like out, so little.
He came out 8 pounds, 1 ounce.
We just thought it was going to be smaller because Johnny was like 6.5 pounds. I was 6 pounds, 7 ounces. So for him to be 8 pounds, why was he so big?
He was eating good.
Eating good. Lots of bacon. And they handed me the baby, River, and I was just like this.
Just shook.
Shook, shaking like I had the shivers. And it was really scary. It was not that moment of like, here's your baby. And I'm like, I love you. It was like trauma, 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 shock, shock, shock.
The craziest part was seeing his hands moving on your chest. And I was like, I had a disassociation.
Like, why is it moving?
I was like, that's mine? I was like, that's me? I was like,
very confused.
I was like, confused. That's me. And I touched his skin and I was like, whoa. And I did. I grabbed the umbilical cord. I felt the pulse, I felt it slow down a little bit before I cut it.
Yeah, you're supposed to wait until they're done.
Well, we also had the cord blood saved. They had to keep the cord blood.
Yeah.
Because we did cord blood and all that.
We did all the things: placenta encapsulation,
cord blood,
stem cell keeping.
We did it all. But the pulse was like chill. It wasn't like good, 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 good. It wasn't that at all.
Okay, good.
She waited 1 minute before I touched it. And then I touched it and I was like, okay, that's like slowing down a lot. I felt pretty slow. Felt like it was no real pulse. But it was just weird to see him moving on you, kind of purple. And then and his head was,
he looked like an alien.
Football. It was like,
ooh. Because the head changes size so that it can fit out of the 10 centimeters. Because every single woman cervix is the same exact size no matter how big or small you are. It's all 10 centimeters, so their head has to fit through, and then it kind of goes back down over the few days.
I was scared when he first came out. I thought, oh, he has a head injury, because it was like a bubble. It was like a bubble back there. It really was scary. If you saw it the way I saw it, you'd be scared.
So that's that. 20 inches, 20.5 inches long. River Con Carlson, K-A-N, Turkish for
name.
King of Kings.
He's a quarter Turkish, so I needed my boy to have some
River
Turkish
Con
name.
Carlson.
River Con Carlson.
People are like, what about Matthews? Because they called him Baby Matthews in the hotel, in the hospital, and that was cute. That could be a nickname, Baby Matthews.
Baby Matt.
Because I like my last name, and I want him to feel like we have, but it didn't make sense. I don't know. I just always saw him with a Carlson last name, so I was like, all right, that's fine. I don't have an attachment, really, to it. Although the last week I got released, not this last week, but the week before I gave birth, I was like, what about my last name? Shouldn't we share it? What's my connection to him?
Well, eventually, you are going to have my last name to some degree.
Will I? I can't change my name from Manon Matthews to Manon Carlson. I could maybe Manon Matthews Carlson. Or I don't know. Are people still changing their names? Jolie Pitt just sounds a lot easier than Matthews Carlson. I don't know. But we can be the Carlsons. Or we can give our next kid my last name. And it's me against you.
So are they from the same parents?
Yeah. Yeah. They have different last names. Because who knows? The wife was out of her mind after that first baby. She experienced so much trauma that she got on medication and it made her crazy. I didn't get on any medication. I did take my placenta encapsulations, but then I felt like I was getting headaches from it, so I stopped.
You could test it again, because you don't actually know.
I don't actually know.
Yeah.
I haven't had any headaches.
Okay. And that's how we have our son.
How we had our son. 9:20 p.m., 1/24/24. Had it been 2 hours and 20 minutes more, he would have been born a different day. He is an Aquarius, Virgo rising, Cancer moon, and in human design, he's a projector, a 3-6. Johnny's has a 3 at the beginning of his profile. I have a 6 at the end of mine. He is our son, and Johnny is a projector. If you don't know what any of that means, that's totally normal. Most people don't, because Johnny doesn't either.
Yeah, I don't either.
And we love our son.
So much.
We love him more every second.
And I love you.
The craziest thing we've ever done, my love for Johnny somehow got even deeper, and we just had the most insane experience of our life. And that was so deepening and loving to get to do that with you.
It was amazing.
You were so supportive and amazing.
Oh, I'm so happy. I just wanted to be a rock for you.
You were.
To the best of my ability.
You are. You are my rock.
How many days out are we from the hospital? His birthday? 8, 7? No.
Right now?
14, 15, 16. Yeah.
Oh my God. He's like 17 or 18 days old right now.
He's 17 days old.
He's 2.5 weeks. And now he's weighing like 9 pounds, 3 ounces.
And every day is a new journey. Every day you learn something new. Every day something different happens. So I guess if we keep doing our serious but funny, we'll have a lot to share.
Stay broke. That's a shout out to the Jolly Couple. They are so sweet.
They're so sweet.
They came by the other night and we all had dinner and they were so jolly.
Clive is he's doing the improv stuff, I think. He's getting funnier.
He's getting funny.
Yeah.
And
Connie's
on fire.
She's really funny.
She just had a baby too.
Yeah.
They had an 89-hour labor. That was
sucks.
Wild. That sucked.
Sucks.
But they seemed happy about it.
They seem literally jolly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to have them over again.
It'd be fun.
We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. 5 stars, please. And leave a nice review. Or not. But subscribe.
Yeah.
If you want. You know?
Yeah. Thanks.